Proclamation number 7808, dated the January 21st, 1961. Process of development on Earth. When Earth came into existence, countless spiritual substances were able to embody themselves in its works of creation and gradually ascended during their evolutionary process. Because the creations corresponded to the spiritual substances' inherent resistance, which was still unbroken but of different intensity. The works of creation were more or less hard matter, because even Earth itself gradually evolved into a work of creation which was to shelter people one day. The spiritual essence which had already covered the process of development to the point when all substances of a fallen original spirit had gathered once again and regained their self-awareness and free will. But an infinitely long time had passed before the spiritual substance could reach this stage, because Earth needed this time in order to produce all the creations required by the spirit for its higher development. And the human being should know that he has already spent infinite periods of time on this earth, that the stage of human being is the conclusion of an evolutionary process which his will can now bring to an end. He should also know that one day this infinite path will be shown to him in retrospect, but that this memory has to be removed from him as a human being, since his task as a human being concerns his voluntary return to God. However, when he contemplates the countless wonders of divine creations surrounding him, he should seriously ask himself what purpose they have to fulfill, and then he will receive clarification in his heart. He will feel it, if the knowledge is not yet made accessible to him. And he should try to grasp the Creator's fundamental nature, i.e., request clarification about his relationship to him. And this, too, will be given to him, since the goal of earthly life rests in the person re-establishing his relationship with God, which he once voluntarily had severed. For that was the fall of the spirits. They had separated from God of their own free will. And thus, during the last stage of their return to God, they have to voluntarily restore their relationship with him again, and the purpose of their earthly progress will be fulfilled. The fact that creation has largely contributed in returning the fallen being again can only be understood by you humans when you have achieved this return, because you would never have been able to reach the ascent if the divine Creator had not taken you away from his adversary's power who had caused your fall into the abyss. If he had not removed you from his influence during the infinitely long time when you were integrated in the works of creation as tiniest particles of soul. His adversary had no control over you during this time. Nevertheless, you still belong to him because you once followed him of your own accord into the abyss. But since you were completely without strength and light as a result of your apostasy from God, your path of return to God would have been impossible for you. For this reason, God Himself provided you with this path of return through His works of creation which, in supreme wisdom and infinite love, were shaped to give the spiritual substance the opportunity of service in some form or other, and thus, through service, reach ever higher levels of maturity. The spiritual particles which once belonged to an original spirit gathered again and, having achieved a certain level of maturity, commenced their last transformation. For a brief period of time they were allowed to live on Earth as a human being and had to be of service again, but of their own free will and with love. The purpose of earthly life for every soul embedded in a human being is to liberate itself from every cover by way of loving service, to return to the spiritual kingdom again, when its earthly life has ended, as the free spiritual being it had been in the beginning. However, it cannot achieve this spiritualization without help, because it is burdened by the original sin which repeatedly pushes it down again, i.e., during its earthly life, God's adversary has the right to exercise his influence again, since the spirits once followed him voluntarily. And the fallen original spirit, the human being, would succumb to his influence once more were it not for the offer of guaranteed help, redemption through Jesus Christ, in whom God embodied himself to redeem the guilt of sin for all fallen spirits through his sacrificial death on the cross. This help by Jesus Christ, the complete redemption and forgiveness of his sin, is assured to him providing he wants it himself, providing he acknowledges Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, and he acknowledges Jesus as God himself, whom the original spirit once denied acknowledgement. And thus you humans are given a brief explanation concerning the cause and significance of the act of salvation. You have to know this in order to fulfill the purpose of your earthly life, in order to understand the divine plan of salvation too, which only ever aims to guide the spirit essence back to God, and which will be carried out with love and wisdom, since he is every power at his command to one day achieve the goal he had set himself when he created all spiritual beings. Amen.